In telling the story of the blues, there are so many who do not know that back in the 90s, I was the head of a minstrel band that toured the United States, Canada, Cuba, and Mexico. And we always played an hour of classical concert music on the square. There are people who think that the blues sprang into being without a proper musical foundation, but this is not the case. I went to Memphis. I had in my band some of the best musicians in the country, but we couldn't get work to do. There were two favorite bands in the town, Bynum and Eckford's. There was a mayor campaign coming on, a three-cornered contest. The other two bands were hired by two candidates, which left my band open to be hired by those who managed the campaign of Mr. E.H. Crump, who was running for mayor. The bands played the popular music of the day, New York hits, and I knew that a band of strangers playing the same music wouldn't get as much recognition as if we would write something of our own that would give us a stamp, a certain stamp. And I wrote a little tune that I called Mr. Crump because Mr. Crump was running on a clean-up ticket. He was going to drive out gambling and drive out other things with which gambling was associated. And there were those among us who didn't believe he was going to do what he said he was going to do. You know how things are today. So we made up a little song called Mr. Crump. And it went something like this.